A Redemptorist preaching a parish mission in my hometown one time began the first night with a pretty thundering sermon on death. You do not know what the hour when the Son of Man is coming. Today's gospel acclamation was his theme. He was a tall, white-haired man with piercing eyes. I still remember him. One of the things he said was, how do we know that somebody here who is least expecting it may die before the night is out? That after the service, a woman in her early 30s, cycling up the hill to Scarter Glen, fell off her bike, had a heart attack, and died on the spot. Needless to say, the church was full for the rest of the week. Looking at the readings for today's Mass makes you ask, are these readings, especially the bit from Daniel, and the words of Jesus about the sun being darkened and the moon losing its brightness, are these readings and the gospel acclamation meant to scare us? The answer is yes. And yesterday afternoon when I was sitting in my room trying to think about what I would say about the readings, with the wind howling in my window and the sky looking black and threatening, I said, do we really need to be reminded of the end of the world tomorrow? I felt a bit uneasy and asking myself, is the intention of these readings or whoever put them together to put the fear of God into us? And the answer is obviously yes. Take stock of your lives before it is too late. Surely I'm right in believing that God never resorts to such tactics, scare tactics. Surely I'm right in believing that God's words are always words of encouragement. God never speaks except in words of encouragement. People sometimes say that our preaching is a bit bland, that we don't challenge people enough. Maybe, but count me out. People, I believe, have enough challenges in their everyday struggles without having them piled on when they come to church. The author Robert Louis Stevenson records one day in his diary, I have been to church today and am not depressed. In his experience, obviously, depression and church services go together. But coming into God's presence in church is meant to renew us, to encourage us. And so maybe we should focus our attention today on those words in the entrance antiphon. The Lord says, my plans for you are peace and not disaster. When you call to me, I will listen to you. God is not wanting to scare us into leading better lives. He is inviting us instead into a relationship of deep friendship with him. He wants us above all to let go of our negative ideas of him. Ideas of somebody who has to be placated. Ideas of a God who punishes for the least thing. Someone who is always watching us. And all those other immature notions of him. He wants us to let go of these and enter into a relationship of true friendship. I call you friends, Jesus says to his people around him at the supper on that last night. I call you friends, he says to us as we gather around this table this morning. Our fears probably keep a lot of people at a relationship of mere acquaintanceship with God. They don't want him to come too close. They're fearful. So we are invited to let go of our fears and enjoy the friendship that he gives us. Give our fears to him and sit back and relish the friendship that is offered. And it's not as if we have to earn his friendship. We already have it. But perhaps we haven't awakened to it. So we maybe can take with us that invitation and remind ourselves when we are troubled that we are already friends of God. We are already friends of God. And that he is inviting us into an ever deeper relationship of friendship with him. But equally, he will never force us into that deeper friendship. He never forces himself on anybody, but waits for us to accept that beautiful gift of friendship. Brother Roger of Taizé, a great friend of God, writes, "What fascinates us about God is his humility. What fascinates us about God is his humility. He never punishes, never domineers, nor does he wound human dignity. As for Jesus," Brother Roger writes, "poor and humble of heart, he never forces anyone's hand. He never forces anyone's hand. In the silence of the heart, tirelessly he whispers to each one of us, 'Don't be afraid, I am here.'" And as to our doubts and fears and the things that hold us back from God, Brother Roger assures us, "What holds you in its clutches, what holds you in its clutches is being dealt with by God." A wonderful thought. In times of darkness, he says, "When life loses its meaning and you are unsure even of your own identity, a flame still burns bright enough in your heart to lighten your night. And that flame is God's friendship, a flame that he keeps burning bright." So our communion antiphon maybe is something we could keep before us to be a light for us during this week. And it says very simply, "It is good for me to be with the Lord and to put my hope in him. It is good for me to be with the Lord and to put my hope in him."